It was a long walk from the asylum to the Narrows where we lived, and I took the path through the hanging gardens, more out of habit than a conscious decision. There were great redwood trees in the park, tall as towers, with branches as thick as my torso. The trees were so grand, their leaves mostly blocked out the sun in the daylight, leaving the park in a perpetual state of gloom. There were newly blooming flowers in the trees, blue and purple, some fat and some skinny, all swaying gently in the wind, hung by some rope around limbs. I almost walked into three advocators, the most common members of the private military, scales, that ruled the city, adding more flowers to the already populated trees. One of them was fitting a noose around a boy almost 10 years younger than me, his dead eyes vacant and glazed over. His parents were already in the trees above us, waiting for their family to be reunited. The boy was already dead. Nothing would change that. But I was still a Kingman, and I always tried to do as much good as I could in this city. My family had helped King Adrian the Liberator unite Hollow against the Wolven Kings, and I would not let our illustrious family legacy be forgotten because of one rotten Kingman.
What are you three doing?
The one with the noose met my gaze, as his accomplices continued their work.
Official scales, business boy. Get out of here unless you want to join these rebels.
That child was a rebel?
His parents were. They sold bread to the rebel emperor.
So you killed a baker, a baker's wife, and a baker's boy for doing their job? How are they supposed to know who the rebel emperor is? It's not as if you've put out wanted posters showing his likeness. Could that be because you don't know what he looks like either? That couldn't be the case, could it?
I think you should leave, boy, before we string you up with them.
I scratched the back of my head. I wish I could. And I punched the closest one in the jaw, sending him sprawling to the ground. One advocator tackled me, punching me in the face as I did my best to block his blows. As I fought to throw him off, the third came up from behind and slipped the noose around my throat. A moment later, I was in the air, hung by my neck as I clawed at the rope. I was hoisted higher and higher into the trees.
Oh, he's Michael Kingman! Look at his brand! Cut him down, cut him down! The king will hang us if we kill him!
I hit the ground in a tangle of rope and wrenched away the noose. I couldn't tell if my first breath hurt more than it brought relief.